from KQED. At last count, 143 public school districts are inching toward financial insolvency. 143. How did we get to this point? Education reporter Anna Tintakalis aims to answer the question as part of our ongoing series, Governing California, Making Sense of Our State of Disarray. Her journey begins on the edge of Silicon Valley.
I'm outside the Fremont Unified School District, and the grass is green, the birds are even chirping, but the situation that school officials are facing isn't such a rosy picture.
It's tough. You know, folks say it's down to the bone. Well, there really is very, very little left to cut from this district.
Jim Morris is Fremont superintendent. Over the past 3 years, his district has cut more than $20 million from its schools. Like so many superintendents, Morris has laid off teachers, counselors, and librarians. Class sizes are bigger, and the school year is shorter. But last November, the residents in Fremont said enough is enough.
Our community stepped up to the plate and said, you know, we need local revenue that we can control. So we passed a parcel tax. That'll generate about $3.2 million for our district.
Parcel taxes are keeping dozens of districts afloat. Residents typically pay a flat tax on their property with the money going to schools. It's just one way education advocates are trying to come up with more cash. Jean Ross is with the California Budget Project. She says school funding is volatile because of Proposition 13.
Sometimes voters get frustrated when they hear that everything dates back to Prop 13, but in this case, it really did.
In 1978, Prop 13 cut and capped local property taxes, which had been the main source of funding for schools. In response, Sacramento stepped in with state dollars to prevent drastic cuts. A decade later, voters approved Prop 98, which guarantees a minimum share of state funding for education every year. Ross says these two measures shifted school funding from the local level to the state.
We're the mirror image of the rest of the country. California is unusual with respect to the fact that most of the dollars that fund education do come out of the state's budget.
But a big portion of state revenue comes from income taxes, which rise and fall with the economy. They're much more volatile than property taxes. The result? An $18 billion cut to education over the past 3 years. That's about one-third of the current state education budget. The funding crisis has prompted a laundry list of tax proposals. A number of districts, including Fremont, have passed parcel taxes to get by. A Senate bill would make it easier for school districts to raise many local taxes. The State Teachers Union supports raising taxes on the rich to pay for schools. And finally, there's the proposal to tax what lies beneath California soil.
Drilling for oil in the state began around 1861. Today, about 132,000 oil and gas wells have been drilled.
Taxing companies for drilling up crude oil is at the center of a ballot initiative led by this man.
My name is Peter Matthews, and I'm professor of political science at Cypress College.
Matthews is leading a petition drive that would slap a 15% oil extraction tax on companies like Exxon and Shell. California is the only oil-producing state that doesn't have this kind of tax. Matthews says $3 billion a year would go into public schools and colleges.
This is a common resource, a limited, finite resource that cannot be renewed. So it belongs to the people of California, not to the oil companies.
Voters do seem to be more sympathetic to increase taxes to pay for education.
Kim Rubin is with the Public Policy Institute of California. She says an oil severance tax is not a new idea, but proposals through the years haven't succeeded. This time may be different, she says, because it's now tied to education. But organizers of the petition drive are struggling to find enough funding to gather 500,000 signatures by the end of September. Republican Senator Bob Huff says throwing more money at schools won't result in students learning more.
More money will not do anything.
Huff, the vice president of the Senate Budget Committee, says these tax proposals will simply drive businesses and jobs away from the state. Huff admits schools have taken a hit, but says education is still the largest share of the state's budget.
We're not getting the return on that investment, which is something we need to figure out how to drill down and actually get that from the money we're already spending.
Which he believes means focusing on teacher performance, tying financial incentives to student test scores. Until partisan debates over how much to spend are resolved, and unless schools can rely on more stable funding, districts will scramble to avoid financial insolvency, which for some gets closer every year. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tentakulis.
The discussion about California's past and future continues online at californiareport.org/governingcalifornia.